Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today, I want to talk about promotion, and I want to spend perhaps today discussing the power of promotion. That is why you and I should crave for promotion. No matter how low we are, or how lowly the place we are now is, or how high the place we are now is. Before I begin to tell you about the power of promotion, I just like to clarify some points. You see, in life, it's normal to see people who are at the level we describe as lowly to be asking for promotion. There is someone who maybe is a primary school teacher who collects 10,000 naira or 18,000 naira, that's minimum wage, asking God, elevate me, God, that I may grow. And in fact, some people are even at that level, don't even seek such promotion. So it's normal to see people like that. However, we even find people, some people at that level who don't even crave for such promotion. For them, they believe that's where God wants them to be. Similarly, we'll find people who are at the level we call high, claim that they don't need promotion. Before we delve into discussing the power, let me just help you see this. There's something wrong with these two people I've just described, and I'd like to help you understand what's wrong with two of them so that we'll be on the same page in discovering and learning the path of through promotion. Now, the first person who thinks he can't seek higher platform or promotion because he thinks that's where God wants him to be, does not fully understand God. And in fact, he may have a problem with his self-esteem. The Bible says that the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. No matter where you are now, what I'm certain about your life, what I'm certain about your destiny, your career, and even every single thing about your life is that if you're a righteous person, if you're a just person, your light is shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. What it means that what you are today, no matter how good it is, can get better tomorrow. And no matter how bad where you are today is, you can get better tomorrow. So it's important to change your mindset and begin to look up to God for the promotion and the elevation that He has in stock for you. It's not just alone to look up to Him, but to follow Him so that He won't be telling you, my son, follow me, my daughter, follow me, and I'll make you the proprietor or the owner of universities, and you just say, oh God, I'm okay with being a secondary school teacher, I'm okay with being a university teacher, and you know, things like that. Now, the second person who thinks he has arrived and has no need for higher platform is suffering from complacency and has failed to understand the plan of God for elevating or promoting people. The truth of the matter is that a lot of times we think that why we need promotion is so that we have enough money to take care of our family, so we impress members of our society, so that people won't think, oh, we have not arrived. And very importantly, so that we make our parents feel, oh, the investment they made on us is paying off. Now, that's our own idea about promotion. Unfortunately, that is not what God thinks about promotion. It's unfortunate because a lot of us have this idea about promotion that is faulty, that is not founded on truth, that is not founded on the word of God, and we end up living our lives in a manner that God is just wondering, like, what's wrong with these, my guys? Now, the truth is that God's purpose for promotion is not your getting more money for yourself and satisfying your ego. Promotion for God is about giving you more power for manifestation and exploits. Let's look at the parable that Jesus Christ gave the man that was going out, and he handed stuff to his servant. He came back. He said, you have been faithful in this, then take over cities. What God does is this. If He finds that you are good at where you are, if He finds that you have done the portion, what you're supposed to do today very well, if you find that what you do currently, you do it very well, He now calls you, say, when He comes back with His reward, the promotion is this, that you have proved that you can do this well, therefore, come and take up higher positions of authority, come and take up higher platform to work, so you begin to manifest these things you can do, manifest these things you have in you on greater platforms, and reach out to more people. My point is this, if you're very good at what you do, promotion gives you the opportunity to extend it to more people, so that your competence, excellence, so that the spirit with which you do what you do get to more people. Now, let me explain something to you about God's system, the way the systems of this world or life run. God designed the life that whoever is in authority in over a system, a territory, or an organization, to a very large extent controls what happens there. It is what He wants, it's what He wills, it's what He desires that happen in places like that. Therefore, if a very bad person is in position of authority in a place, that place will also suffer badness. Please, pardon that English. If a person is faulty himself, the system he supersedes will be faulty. His fault, a lot of times, will be reflected in the way that system, that territory is managed or run. Therefore, when God decides to give us promotion, He's not just giving us position to execute what we have. He's also giving us position to be able to effect the right kind of life in places. If you are, for instance, you're a Christian or you have the right moral values in life, and what happens is that when God decides to elevate you, what He's doing is that He wants to take you to platforms where you begin to extend that your high morality to people so that they get to experience what you have in you, so that you begin to affect their lives positively with your maturity, with your high moral values and high moral standing. That is the way God designed life to function. Therefore, please do not ever get complacent thinking that, oh, what else am I doing with promotion where I am, when I have gotten what I want, or when you begin to think that, oh, I can't get anywhere higher than this. God wants to do something very strong and striking on this plan, on this, cannot come down Himself. He normally uses people. And what happens is that He looks at people who have the right mindset, the right attitude to life, and call them and say, my guy, I need to get this thing done. Follow me. Let's get going. Follow me. Let's do business. Follow me. Let's do get this thing done. When we refuse to follow God, when we refuse to do what we should do, we disappoint God, we break His heart, and we make it look like, oh God. And God will feel like, oh, why did this guy do this to me? So please, let's not make God start feeling bad. Let's not break His heart by refusing to follow Him when He's calling us forth for promotion, by refusing to follow Him when He's telling us, my son, my daughter, follow me and I will make you this. Follow me and I will bless you. Follow me and I will make you the president of Nigeria. Follow me and I will make you the board chairman. He nudges you to go and contest for a position and you say no. Promotion does not come by belonging to any political party or belonging to any cabal or clique in your business. Promotion comes from God. Next time on this episode, I'll take time to explain to us the path of true promotion. God is the one that is judge. He brings down one person to lift up another. Therefore, the point I've made today is this. God wants to get things done on this earth. God wants to get things done in your business, in your career, in your industry. He calls you and He wants to elevate you. He wants to promote you not because of your belly. He wants to promote you so that through you, He will be of service to people. So that through you, He will be able to extend His power, His presence and mighty power in the lives of men. Again, I implore you, my brothers and sisters, let's follow God towards the path of promotion. Next week, we'll get to learn that. But please, let it be settled in our hearts that no matter where we are, no matter how big we are, God can take us to higher places. God needs us in higher places. And no matter how lowly we appear to be today, God can elevate our status and take us to a higher platform. It's not for us to go and enjoy, but for us to go and walk. That's the same thing that happened to Joseph. When he was taken away from Pharaoh's house, was taken to prison, that was a kind of demotion or promotion, depending on how you are looking at it. And God gave him another platform to walk. When he came to Pharaoh's house, it was promotion again, but it was promotion for the preservation of the lives of people. God has endued him with wisdom, insight, and understanding. And that's what God wants to do with us. All the trainings He has been giving to you and preparing you, it can't just be wasted. Don't be complacent. Don't be settled where you are. Crave for higher platform. Crave for promotion in life, promotion in your career, promotion in your work, promotion in your industry, and promotion in whatever thing you do. That is the right spirit we should have if we have to follow God and cooperate with Him to execute the work He wants us to do on this earth. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.